Today, interviews by Willis Conover with three of the giants of the jazz era. First, from February 1956, Willis Conover's conversation with legendary jazz vocalist Billie Holiday.
I think I copied my style from Louis Armstrong, because I always liked the big volume and the big sound that Bessie Smith got when she sang. But when I was quite young, I heard a record Louis Armstrong made called The West End Blues. And he doesn't say any words, you know. And I thought, this is wonderful, you know. And I liked the feeling he got from it. So I wanted Louis Armstrong's feeling, and I wanted the big volume that Bessie Smith got, but I found that it didn't work with me because I didn't have a big voice, you know. So anyway, between the two of them, I sort of got Billie Holiday.
That's very interesting that the source of so much instrumental music was also the source of such great vocal music as yours, Louis Armstrong. What other musicians have had some sort of influence upon the development of your singing style?
Well, I like Lester Young. I always liked, Lester came much later in my life, but I liked Lester's feeling. You know, everyone, when he first started, thought this man, his tone is too thin, you know, a tenor sax, you know. Everybody thinks it has to be real big, and Lester used to go out of his mind getting reeds, you know, to sound big, like Chewberry, and which was, he was very popular in those days. And I told him, it doesn't matter, because I said, you have a beautiful tone. I said, and you watch, after a while, everybody's going to be copying you. And it came to be, you know. And then, I made my first record with Benny. And Benny came to a little club in Harlem to hear me. The Log Cabin, at that time, he was not Benny Goodman. He was just another musician. He worked in a studio band and down NBC, and he came up one night, and he just thought I was wonderful, so he had a recording date under his own name, John Hammond. You must have heard of him. He's a music critic. And they thought I was it for the vocalist. And the funniest thing, I got there, and I was afraid to sing in the mic because I'd never saw a microphone before. And I said, why do I have to sing in that thing? Why can't I just sing like I do at the club? I'm scared to death of it. And Buck and Bubbles, Buck played the piano on that day. Can you imagine all those studio men and Buck, he can't read a note. He played the piano. Well, that's the way Benny is. He likes music. You don't have to read or write or anything. Just play it, you know. So Buck says, you're not going to let these people think you're a square, are you? He says, come on, sing it. And I sang Your Mother's Son-in-Law, and on the other side was Riffin' the Scotch.
See, you were 15 years old then, weren't you?
No, I was 14.
I beg your pardon. Well, which of your records, Billy, give you more pleasure today? Or perhaps I should rephrase that. What different kinds of pleasure do you get from the earlier recordings and from the more recent records that you've made?
Well, I get a big bang out of Your Mother's Son-in-Law. It sounds like I'm doing comedy. My voice sounds so funny and high on there, and I sound like I'm about 3 years old to me. But the things that I don't like any of my records, to be truthful with you, because it's always something that you should have done, or you should have waited here, or you should have held that note longer, or you should have phrased, or you know how it is. So you're never really satisfied with your records. But the things that I like most, I think the things I've done with strings, or the ones, the real blues ones, you know, like Summertime, you know, the ones with no music at all, you know, where we were just relaxed. Like the things we did with Teddy Wilson and Benny and Roy Eldridge. Now, we had, I was with Count Basie's band at the time, and we had been on the road about 3 months doing one-nighters, you know, and that's pretty rough. And we had no time to rehearse anything, and we walked right in the studio, no music, and we made six great sides, you know. That is the kind I like.
Billy, you've recorded so many songs. Which of the songs that you have recorded did you compose yourself?
I did Billy's Blues, Fine and Mellow, and, let me tell you how I did Fine and Mellow. I was with McCaffrey Society downtown in the village, and we get up there to make these records, and all of a sudden we needed one more side. So I says, I know, let's do a blues, and let's make the introduction like an organ ground, you know, da-da-da-da-da, you know. And right there, I made it all up right in the studio. And I did Don't Explain. And what else? A few more I can't think of. But Don't Explain. And I did that with a fellow named Razov. And he helped me with the lyrics. But gee, I'm very proud of that because I think it's a pretty tune. And that's a rule, I can only write blues, you know. So I thought that Don't Explain, you know, was the end for me. Oh, and I did Your Mother's Son-in-Law. Don't let me forget that one because I wrote that for my mother. And how it came about, I asked Mother for some money. And she flatly refused me. So I said, that's all right. God bless the child's got his own. I walked out, you know, and then it started stuck in my mind. And my piano player and I were fooling around the next day. I said, you know, that's a good title for a song. I said, well, maybe we'll have to make it kind of religious. So he says, no. So I write out the words, and we get the melody, we wrote the song. So I carried it to Marks Publishing. He thought it was wonderful, and right away he published it. So that's how we got God Bless the Child.
Are these your favorite records of those you've made, Billy?
No. No. The things like I told you, the things that I made that I like never got popular, like Deep Song. You probably never heard it. It's a Decker. It never got popular. You're My Thrill. It is. I think it's got a beautiful background, the strings and the oboe, and it never got popular. Like Benny Goodman always says, like the Summer of the Spring I did. The song Nothing Ever Happened to It is the most beautiful thing I ever heard in my life. Teddy Wilson, Irene Wilson's wife, wrote it. And she got inspired when the night we were all playing up there, Benny Webster and Benny Carter and myself and John Kirby, the bass player. We were at her apartment having a jam session, and she had made some red beans and rice that night. And we were just sitting around playing, and she got inspired and wrote the tune. But like Benny says, that's not gonna, nothing's gonna happen with the tune. It's too beautiful. And he just didn't make sense to us, you know, but he was right. He says, maybe in years to come. Now, for instance, like Yesterday's, that's a tune that I recorded, and I loved it. But Benny was right because, what was the show, Roberta? It came from Roberta, I think. Well, anyway, Only Have Eyes for You, that was popular. All the other tunes. Yesterday's the most beautiful song in the show. It's just starting to get popular now. So maybe Benny was right.
What other songs that you haven't recorded would you like to record someday, Billy?
Well, I don't know. I tell you a song I'd like to sing, and it doesn't have any lyrics to it, I don't think. And that's Al Walls. David Rose, da 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 da,
yes.
You know, things like that. Something nobody else does.
Well, let's get away from the musical end of Billie Holiday for just a second, and ask how the name Lady Day came about.
Well, now that came about when Lester was and I were at Count Basie's band, and Lester named me Lady Day, and he named my mother the Duchess, and there was Count Basie. So we were the royal family.
I see. Well, then how did the gardenia in the Billie Holiday hairdo become Billie's trademark?
Well, I've always loved gardenias, and one night I got very, very, how would you say it, when an artist gets... Well, I don't know. It's a word for it. Anyway, I just wouldn't go on. I couldn't go on. I couldn't sing without my gardenia. So it became a trademark, and I just thought I couldn't sing if I didn't have a gardenia in my hair. And it had to be fresh.
You're no longer wearing the gardenia these days, though.
Well, no, I got over that. It was just a childish thing.
Lady Day, Billie Holiday, our in-person guest today on the Voice of America Jazz Hour. Thank you very much, Billie.
Thank you, Willis, for having me here.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned and tossed until it seemed you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you, but you're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love went away. Now every day I start by saying to you, good morning, heartache, what's new? Stop haunting me now. Can't shake you no how. Just leave me alone. I've got those Monday blues, straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down. Sunday blues. Good morning, heartache, here we go again. Good morning, heartache, you're the one who knew me when. Might as well get used to you hanging around. Good morning, heartache, sit down.
From a VOA broadcast in February 1956, jazz singer Billie Holiday and Good Morning, Heartache.